from our side of it, as like the hosts, there's people to help, and we're glad to do that.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anytime, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM and in the Franklin Mass Radio dial 102.9 here in our glorious studio today with Randy J. Randy, welcome. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Steve. I'm glad to be here, and I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a nice day. And
It is. I mean, we've gone from like a winter weekend to a summer day.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is spring in New England. I mean, yeah. What else is new?
Well, earlier I was speaking with someone, and I'll take this over, you know, 40 one day and 90 the next for the next 90 days. I like the transition.
The transition, yeah. Kind of gradually work into it, you know, gradually think about bringing out the short sleeves, you know, not having to jump right into it.
Yeah, some, use those mid-season jackets instead of going from something downfilled to nothing, I guess.
To nothing, pretty much, yes. So we're here to ultimately talk about the Disability Expo, which is coming up. But for the people who may not, who's Steve talking to? What's Randy? Just give us a little bit of your Franklin story, your short story, or however long you want to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose in two parts. There's what am I doing in Franklin? And then what am I doing on the Franklin Disability Commission, or more formally, Commission on Persons with Disabilities.
Yes.
But, you know, about 33 some odd years ago, my wife and I decided that we needed a big house for the big family we were going to have, and you had to go west, young man, from the 128 belt,
right,
where we lived and commuted to Boston, to the 495 belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking for a home in Franklin. No, I apologize. We were looking for a home in Norfolk. And 30 years ago, it was $10,000 out of our range.
Ah.
So it was too expensive.
Right.
And I said to the realtor, I said, I don't know where we are. Literally, there's all those towns that start with an M, and you know, up somewhere. And I said, "What do we do next?" And she said, "Well, let's go to Franklin and see what's there." And we no sooner crossed the town line into Franklin, and there was the house that we live in today. And so that's kind of from a "how did I get here" point of view. That's how I got here, and stayed. It's been a great place to live. I have no second thoughts. The school system is really terrific.
It is.
And has done really well by us with our daughter, who had her own special set of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like what's got me camping out in Franklin.
Right.
But about 7 or 8 years ago, I would cross paths with a friend, and he's a very unique guy. He has what's called a limb. He has very short limbs, and there's a name for it, limb limited or something, you know. He has very short limbs, but does everything everybody does, and it's not an obstacle. But it wasn't long after I retired, and he says, "What are you doing?" He brought up, "You should look into the town's disability commission."
Mm-hmm.
Because we have that in common, that, you know, our own unique challenges.
Sure.
So and I was a little bit of, well, what's that? And so I looked around and found out that, in fact, there is a town disability commission.
Right.
And there were openings. I went to a meeting, and by the second meeting, I think I was nominated to be the clerk, and I didn't want to say no.
You hit the ground running, yeah, so to speak.
So it's been about 8 years now that I've been on the, you know, the Disability Commission, and it's pretty cool. I think when, in fact, you can relate, not totally, because there's so many different shapes and forms of disabled, air quotes, you
air
can't
quotes,
see them,
right.
Disabled or challenged, that's a tricky word,
mm-hmm.
Challenged, limited, whatever it might be, you know, but nonetheless, I'm kind of like one of the tribe, so mm-hmm. to speak, of that
right.
that world. And so I think that's was a little bit of his push, is him knowing that there's some identification of that for me as with him.
Right.
So I found the Disability Commission meeting at
Central Park Terrace.
Central Park Terrace. And
right.
Been coming to the meetings for about 7 years now. And I found it valuable. You know, most recently, I guess, than some of the past years since we've been sponsoring and putting together the Disability Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about solutions, and
yeah.
you know, and again, I think as someone that has my own set of challenges, there's a certain what do they do that for, you know,
what
I mean, not, you know, why does there need to be a gathering of stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's a lot of people that need to avail themselves of it, or
right.
or learn about it, or find out about something they never knew.
Agreed.
That is there for their benefit or their assistance, and so that's been pretty cool in the last few years as a sort of something to look forward to,
mm-hmm.
and an accomplishment, really, I think, for the six or seven of us on the committee that
right.
that kind of pull it all together. This will be our third year.
3 years, and it's grown. Hopefully the participation this year will prove the growth as well, but at least from my reporting perspective, keeping tabs on what's been happening in Franklin, certainly the visibility of the group over the last couple of years certainly has increased, so that, and akin to like Allie Rayum, who's a member as well, her other group, Rise Up, mm-hmm. I've been learning an awful lot from, so that's been helpful for me just in my reporting to make sure that the information I'm creating is available through the entire community.
Yeah.
There's little things that was like, you know, occasionally, and maybe more for some than others, but it's like, well, yeah, I think you started saying, well, why did we do that? It was like, ooh, why should we do that? Maybe there's another way. And just that, I think, is stopping to think, and how should anybody, whether with ability and or some challenges, you know, get at it, you know?
Right. What I've learned is with this commission that I, you know, our town, this
mm-hmm.
commission, that primarily, and I think it's unique to us, I don't know, I'm not unique to this group, but it's all I know, really, so I have a hard time sort of as a comparison, but initially it was primarily reactive. You know, someone might call, an example would be, there's at one of the middle schools, the queue or the lineup of
cars,
mothers with minivans and SUVs the size of school buses picking up their kids, the long queue line waiting for the kids to get out crossed the path of the handicapped parking spot.
So when
it was time for that particular student would go and get in the car and but couldn't leave.
They couldn't. They were blocked.
And so we got involved with so more of a reactive and
and
helping when asked.
Yes.
And kind of trying to work with the school to figure out a way to keep that open and a way to facilitate that. Another quick one, there was somewhere else in town where a woman lived in a home and she was disabled, or is, and a person, a neighbor, parked so close to the edge of her driveway that she wasn't able to maneuver in and out of the driveway.
Right.
Well. And so kind of, I don't know if we told somebody or said something, but just, for all we know, the person didn't even put it together. They parked their car and went in the house.
Right.
And then one more was, again, more of from a reactive standpoint, right downtown, the Franklin, Ben Franklin, AKA Rockland Trust main branch, the front door on Main Street, people reported was very hard to open up.
Yes.
And a little bit of noise from, I think it was Mary O'Neill, and now there's a handicap button.
Yeah.
And the door opens with the push of a button.
Sure.
So that's it's been rewarding to be there, but and that's been nice. But then a few years ago, there was a bug put in the group, or maybe it was someone learned of more of a statewide Boston, exhibition center type of expo for people with disabilities.
Sure. Where
big time, Heinz Auditorium scale.
Yeah.
And so the idea was, and why don't we have our own little mini version here in Franklin to make available or just inform or provide exposure for local residents that are challenged, be it at any age with some sort of a challenge, and then certainly seniors have that whole set of challenges, just for the fact that they're seniors and old.
So getting older, moving a little slower, not quite the way as quickly as we used to.
Whether you like it or not, sometimes. And so, and I go to the senior center once or twice a week, and so you see it,
know.
It's sort of like I didn't know what I didn't know,
right?
But boy, that's a great place.
Oh, it is. It's a hopping place.
Yeah, it's almost invigorating to be part of the social scene as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now I'm old enough. when I first went there, it had to be 8 years ago to learn how to play cribbage.
Okay.
I felt like a predator.
Now, intruding.
Now all of a sudden, 7 or 8 years later, it's like, It's like, where do I park my walker? I earned the seat.
Yes.
But so we had this idea to put on our own expo, mm-hmm. So to speak, exposition, show, whatever you might call it. And it's funny, before I was leaving the house, I took a magic marker. This is the flyer that went out, and I wrote on the top, third annual Disability right. Expo, because, you know, we got through that first one, and it was sort of like, phew,
you know. We did it.
It worked. Did it. And I think we had close to maybe 100 people coming through the doors and
right.
Venturing throughout the senior center, the whole, mm-hmm. We take up the whole first floor and much of the second floor in and out of rooms with about, this year we'll have 37 booths.
I was going to say,
tables.
Up in, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, so it all got done. And,
yes.
Certainly no catastrophes, but not even really any bugs other than, nothing I can think of. But so I think now that it's the third time in a row, right, it's probably an annual thing. I think it's a good thing. It's there's no cost really to put it on, and certainly no cost for attendance.
For entry.
Right. And
right.
And again, it's I think the bang for the buck, so to speak, in mm-hmm. terms of what you are helping people to find out about, that either kind of knew it was out there but didn't know how to become a part of canoeing trips for challenged disabled persons,
mm-hmm.
With the State Department of Recreation and
natural resources
yep. and stuff, or yeah. other agencies, but generally it's a pretty good mix of from the public side of things, which would be state agencies, county agencies,
mm-hmm.
Not so much federal, but certainly federally funded
right.
organizations.
Yeah, the trickle down,
right?
Kind of.
But
yep.
but we try and the people that the agencies that come are, you know, it's because they have a component that's geared towards persons with challenges, and be it Americans with Disabilities Act thoughts, mm-hmm. or just that accessibility there may not have been in prior times.
True.
For yeah. persons.
Well, and I was going to add, my wife and I went last year and ended up picking up info from a number of tables just from our own perspective, where her mother is in her 90s, so she's a little bit more advanced in terms of some of the things. She's got some hearing issues, and just finding out what can be done, what areas are available, and was exposing things that, oh, I didn't realize that was available, oh, that's available too. It was a great exposure for that, so it was also helpful to at least meet somebody later, and they were saying, oh, I'm so-and-so's running into this kind of an issue. Oh, have you talked with mm-hmm. somebody at the senior center or somebody on the disability commission? Not knowing specifically the circumstance, at least go there, and then they can point to, because if you've got like 37, I think it was 30 something last year, there are a number of agencies, state, local, nonprofit, that service across that spectrum.
Right. It's like their charter.
Yeah. That's their reason to be, is to help somebody with this or that.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, well, this is the one place to go and find out, oh, they do service all of these.
Right. And I think it's especially helpful for people that, you know, in a bigger picture might see I don't know if this newspaper's floating around anymore, but, you know, might get a hint of something going on at the Heinz Convention Center.
Right.
Where they'd probably have vans parked for the, you know, wheelchair vans and mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff. That's a trek, and that's a bigger proposition, and certainly a bigger show. This is down the street at the Franklin Senior mm-hmm. Center, and it's a piece of good stuff,
yes.
Important stuff, and so this a week from this Saturday on April 26th at the Senior Center. It's on a Saturday because we get to have the Senior Center when it's closed, and it's probably people regardless of what's going on still may be needing to work during the week.
Right.
Sometimes it's the parents of someone or in like us. My father's 99. It's mm-hmm. the sons and daughters of someone.
Sure.
That might otherwise be working, but it's a week from Saturday the 26th, and it starts at 11 and ends at 2, so it's a few hours.
Right.
And it's pretty well organized, and there's an attempt to kind of group like organizations, if possible.
In the areas of the Senior Center.
In different
right.
niches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's much to offer. And I'm glad that it hasn't faded, so to speak. I think we're looking forward to a pretty robust attendance, and it didn't take long to book all of our tables and
sure.
and say, well, we're no more room. I remember when Allie sent an email out to everyone saying, "Don't say yes to any more vendors."
You already have a list.
Yeah, we're out of tables, and so
that's a happy problem to have.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think it's yes. I'm glad it worked out that
yes.
way.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it too. You know, one of the things that. And I might see something there that sparks my interest.
Sure.
That helps me in my challenge to
in
either
your journey
get
through
somewhere,
life.
Get mm-hmm. somewhere, reach something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do something that a tool or a device mm-hmm. or an agency or a program that I didn't know about after.
Right.
Long time of,
yep.
of being an earthling, and so
yes.
I enjoy it too.
Good. Now yeah. Having been there the once, I'm looking forward to going back. I'm sure there'll be something there that I'll be able to on two fronts, certainly from kind of the personal family perspective, is there something else I can pick up? And then from the reporting perspective as well, is there something else that I find that certainly may trigger and or spark for another story or be able to enable that connection, right? Because we all have connections, we all have our network, and if I know you and you know so-and-so, it's kind of like the 6 degrees of separation. If you hear somebody and someone's saying something and, oh, yeah, I heard, and then just, you know, try and shortcut so that it makes it easier for them to get what they need.
Yes.
Then yeah. that's happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think it lends... Again, from the perspective of someone that's you see all the different things. There's an education to it, mm-hmm. part of it, where, you know, I remember last year there was a young lady and I think with her mother, and they had a booth, they had a table, and she was sewing dots in a piece of cloth.
Okay.
Like lots of them, and they were kind of raised and they had texture. And I thought, all right, where does this fit in? Is it a steering wheel cover, or, you know, and really what it was it was all together for a reason, because the touch and the texture is helpful to people with some particular condition.
Right.
That either as comfort or as distraction.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to be learned, and from our from our side of it, as like the hosts, there is people to help, and we're glad to do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all have our own unique challenges, some more challenged than others, but to the extent that we can help each other, or at least be more aware of the help that is available, so if something does occur,
yeah.
Yes, let's contact the senior center, contact Disability Commission, contact whoever, depending upon the circumstances, and then at least some of that worry, what do I do, how do I solve this, hopefully can maybe be alleviated, maybe resolved, who knows?
Yeah, I think if you don't know, you don't know that that there are, you know, federally, state organizations, people that get money to help you.
Right.
To create organizations and do things to help you. And of course, they implemented rules and exposed laws that put in place things that help you, whether they be door opening buttons or you know, the texture at the crosswalk for people that you know have vision issues, but it's like they're there.
They're
waiting for you.
The ramps help more than just the disabled, because anybody who's like in an airport or whatever with their wheelie carts, they benefit from those as well.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep. So, like I said, and then myself being, you know, a member, so to speak, of the tribe, you know, there used to be, you'll remember, maybe just from what's the word I'm looking for? Era perspective. You may remember years ago, 30, 40 years ago, before there were so many options, and I'm still not sure if they work for male baldness. And the original group was Hair Club for Men.
Hair Club for Men.
And there was I think, was it Cy Sperling, I think. I'm going to go on YouTube and find that. But, so he, and it was, I don't know what it was in the end. I think it was transplants or what he was promoting. But, and it was the Hair Club for Men, and, you know, they had pictures of guys before and after, and sexy guys swimming in swimming pools and with a full head of hair. And but at the end of the commercial, he'd say, "Oh, and I'm not just the president of Hair Club for Men; I'm also a member."
Right.
And he'd hold a picture of himself when he would
before
kind
shot.
Of bald.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like a whimsical way of my relating to this, that I'm not just a member of the Disability Commission.
Right.
I'm also a customer. I'm served by it.
Yeah.
And so so it has a special kind of importance
mm-hmm.
and like that.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so the doors open a week from Saturday at 11. They close at 2. There'll be, refreshments in the form of water. People are welcome to bring their own snacks and, you know, beverages of their choice. We certainly welcome service animals. There's ample, being at the senior center, there's loads of handicap parking.
Yes, accessibility is
easy. Accessibility,
right.
It would be a shame to have a disability expo in a building that wasn't disability
accessible. Yes,
but no, it's the senior center. Well, these days it's most things are, but this is very easy to access, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
and so so from 11 to 2, there'll be door prizes and raffles, and just good moods all around.
Yes,
we hope.
And, generally,
and real important, much good information shared.
Yep, definitely. And you may be able to meet a neighbor in a different way and say, "Oh, you're here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes,
what's
absolutely.
What's your thing?"
Yes.
So people wouldn't know. Like
there are some disabilities, as we were talking, that are very visual. Some are not. As long as we ultimately, and I know Mary has this thing with her kindness matters, which truly is a thing. Kindness should matter. As in interpersonal relationships all the time, for
right.
Sure. If we at least took that approach, then, you know, okay, whatever the disability is, we can still be together. We can still, I mean, you're still a still person. There's nothing wrong with that otherwise. So, yeah. Yeah, and then we can help each other, because that's ultimately, no one person can do it at all anyway. So,
Or you're, what would be a good phrase? I don't want to use the phrase leaving money on the table, but you're not getting to do things
right.
There's people, places, things there to facilitate it so that you can do it.
Right.
You know, we're, my wife and I are hoping to go on vacation west. I've never seen the Grand Canyon and all that
yes.
beauty.
Yes.
But there's a whole world out there sponsored by the national parks.
Yes.
Where it's like there's high priority for making sure that it's easy access to good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And be it be views or what, you know, which I guess that's why you went there to see it.
That's some of the key reasons for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, if you didn't think outside the box of what's out there, you might say, well, how can we go there? Well, why would I want to go there? All I see on TV is people hiking and climbing.
Yeah.
And, maybe you're not going to be climbing up a rock hill, but you'll get a pretty darn good view from a wheelchair accessible, safe ledge or viewing point.
Yeah.
So,
well. Well, thank you for taking time to explain a little bit about the expo. I'm looking forward to it.
My honor. I'll be there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And hopefully people say, "Hey, Randy, I heard you and Steve talk about this. That's why we're here."
Yeah. Last couple of years I've been the greeter at the front door, so I'll be there giving out raffle tickets.
Oh, good.
And whatever else that needs to happen. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you again. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We encourage you to participate. Again, Saturday, April 26th at the Senior Center from 11 to 2. And a quick other reminder, as you should be aware, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.